Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Why do you do all that you do? What motivates you? The Olympics are done and dusted. It's a good time to look back and reflect on one of the most famous Olympians who won the 400 metres in Paris 100 years ago. We focus on Eric Liddell, because it was his sure and certain knowledge of his identity in Jesus that helped him frame his sport. The wonderful highs and the lows, rightly. The Olympic Games began in ancient Greece. Tradition dates the first games to 776 BC, although they may well have been older. They continued until AD 393 under the Roman Empire. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul himself, a Roman citizen, wrote, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." The Apostle Paul likened competition to life. Being familiar with the Bible, Liddell would have known these words well. Liddell was convinced we all have a race to run. He believed each person has a choice to make, to run for momentary glory, crowns that will not last, or with heads looking up to the Creator, focusing on eternal things. In one famous line from Chariots of Fire, Liddell says, "God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure." Liddell believed God has made and gifted each person, and joy comes from using those talents for him. Whilst not judgmental of others who took a different view, Liddell took Sabbath observance incredibly seriously and didn't compete on Sundays. But then the blow came. Liddell was the natural choice to run the 100 metres, 200 metres and the relays for Great Britain in the coming Olympics. He was a sprinter by specialism, but when he saw the 100 metres and the relays included Sunday heats, he immediately made clear he could not compete. Despite intense pressure to make an exception to his rule, the 22-year-old resolutely put his convictions before personal and even national glory. God mattered more, and Liddell knew compromise would dishonour the one who'd made him fast. Baffling many, Liddell suggested that along with the 200 metres, he could enter the 400 metres instead. He made it through the heats and the semis and into the final. Conserving no energy, Liddell ran the first 200 metres as hard as he could, stunning the spectators. And then he ran the next 200 metres harder, head back and arms out and coming in at an incredible 47.6 seconds. He broke the Olympic record set just 2 hours earlier in the semis and changed the 400 metre discipline forever. Running to get the prize, Liddell passionately believed all our striving to be good enough, whether physically or morally, would ultimately let us down. Success in this life wasn't enough to satisfy. We're built for more, and we need our Creator to make us whole. Liddell could have continued his running career, but instead, returning to China in 1925, he'd always planned to go back to his birthplace and follow in his parents' footsteps, sharing the Christian faith. His great joy was telling others about a Saviour who freely forgives wrongdoing and gives eternal life, that crown which will last forever to all who turn to him. And when the Second World War broke out, Liddell remained in China and was interned by the Japanese with 1,800 other Westerners. He immediately set about caring for the children in the camp, organising activities and keeping morale high. And in 1945, aged just 43 and still interned, he died of cancer. Liddell's gravestone included these words, which speak of the prize Liddell wanted above all, to be with his Saviour in heaven. In his presence is fullness of joy. Eric Liddell had run his race. This game day, take some time to reflect on why you do what you do. Are you secure in your identity? Are you running for crowns that are lasting, or ones like medals, personal bests, and reputation, which will pass away? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the inspiration of the life of Eric Liddell and what we can learn from looking at how he approached his sport and faith. Help us to play our sport for your pleasure and glory and not for our own reputation or the ego. Help us to live life with the true and lasting prize of eternity with you in view, and let that shape our decisions today. Amen. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.